All right, a good davach. Fine, we're in Reis HaMagdalet, Siv Dalet. Hopefully we'll finish the Siv tonight. Just to recap, some of the basic Yisoidis are coming out of Shtikl Chazar, just Bekitza, is that if you were masna with the Bailim to reimburse you for the Chamor that you are giving up, your own Chamor, then instead of saving your own Chamor, you're planning on saving someone else's Chamor. If you're masna with the Bailim to do so, then the Bailim have to, and you're successful, the Baal have to pay you for everything. If you're not successful, reimburse you for your chamar. That's what I meant everything, sorry. I should be more specific. If you're not successful, then you will not get reimbursement for your chamar, but you will get kedei scharoi. That was when you were masna. If you're not masna with the Baal, you voluntarily were a good Samaritan, you were not masna with the Baal, so then if you are successful, you'll only get kedei scharoi, the schar for your tirch and the tipol, but you will not be reimbursed for your own chamar. And if you're not successful, then you get zilch. You got nothing. You were not masna, and you're not successful, so we don't need you. So you got nothing. No one asked you, you didn't help, so you merely get nothing.
Not masna, the bialim's not there.
No, we're not talking about everything when the bialim is there. If the bialim's not there, then it's a chazal made maybe an automatic hasna. But when the bialim is there, I should have been masna. If I'm masna, then I'll get everything if I'm successful. I'll get only kedei schara if I'm not successful. If I'm not masna with the bialim, then at best I can get kedei schara, which is when I'm successful. And if I'm not successful, I get nothing. That's one klal gadol. What was the chiddush last week was, is after I gave up my chamor to save his, and his chamor came back by itself, so I was sort of not successful, but it was a successful story. Baruch Hashem, he got back his gemar. But not through me, it came back by itself. The Ramah paskins, that's if you were not successful. Because he didn't need you. He could have done it himself. I mean, he didn't think that it would be a nace that his gemar will come back by himself. But Lamai says the gemar came back by himself. So Mamela, since it came back by himself, it's as if you were not successful. So therefore, in that case, if you were not masna with the Bailim, and his gemar comes back by itself, you get zilch. That's what the Ramah holds. Now, we discussed that the Sma and the Shach and the Mashal argue with the Ramah. And really, it's really a Machlekes Rishonim we discuss, is that if it comes back by itself, could be it's considered yet being successful. At least when you gave up your Chamar, you were masna with the Bailim, you gave up your Chamar, so then it should be entitled to a full reimbursement of your Chamar, because that was the deal. I made up with you. I'll give up my Chamar, so we explained that was our interpretation was Mitaris Arvis. I gave up my chamar. I was Mitzi Maman Al Picha. I gave up my chamar because you told me to. And your chamar was saved, so why shouldn't you pay me? I did everything. So grad, it was saved by itself. But Lamai says, I was prepared to save it. I was trying to save it. I was holding by saving it. I invested to save it, so to speak. I gave up my chamar to save it. So maybe I should be reimbursed. So we have in that Nakuda, Dahainu, if it's Allah may Elov, if his chamor comes back by itself, is that considered not successful, or is that considered yes successful? That we discussed is Emachlek is Ramah with the other Gedele Apaiskim. In other words, Emachlek is Rishonim. It's Emachlek is Rishonim. If that's considered not successful, that's considered yes successful. That was the, okay. Tonight we're going to go on Yetzirah and apply it to a more practical case, not chamar, but basically saving somebody, getting me out of jail and getting out of pigeon shroom, these type of stories. And there are a lot of these type of stories amongst the tshuvas. What would be the get? And it all fall onto these hagdaris. If you're masna and you're successful, you get everything. If you're masna and you're not successful, you're going to get schar. If you're not masna and you're successful, you get schar. And if you're not masna and you're not successful, you get zilch. But we're going to see certain variables that are going to come into play that we didn't discuss till now. And let's see. Let's go back into Ramah and we'll have to flesh it out. We'll see. It's a geshmak sugya. Let's see the Ramah. We're in the middle of the Ramah. It's Reis HaMagdalet Siv Dalet. I will start from here with the Goyin Siv Katan Chesed. Avilim Hitzel. If you did save the person's chamor, lo yuka bala chamor loima, the bala chamor can't say, chamori hoya oila biladei Hatzalasko. My Chamer would have come back without you. You know, the Mo just told me if I get it without you. It's like, Lahitza, you are not successful, I don't have to pay you. You can't, but, so you would think that even if you are successful, I could say, I don't need you. Maybe the Shemayim would have sent it back. Like, I davened well today, it would have come back without you. I don't need you. No, that you can't say. Lamaisa, if he did save it, then we assume that it was because of his saving, and you can't tie that you don't want to pay him because you don't need him. Avada, you do need him, and you're going to have to pay him. Elachayv litin leiskar. Good. Here comes the story. V'chein, Zokter Amo, Shnaim Shenitfasu, Nebuchadnezzar, two people who were nitfasu, caught or imprisoned together. V'hoiti echad aitzayis, and one person didn't want to stay in jail, and he had connections, so he ended up spending money, greasing the wheels that needed to be greased. He ended up spending money kidei that he should get out of jail. And what happened was, both got out of jail because of that. So let's say he gave up $1,000, and now both got out of jail. The halacha is, in my sheni yotzim in hama'aser, if the second person, the other guy, was freed, b'loy hishtadlus chaveiro, without the hishtadlus, without the sheichad, without the bribe of the first person, then ein chayv litin l'chaveiro klum. He doesn't have to give anything to his friend. Hoyv loy hisna. He never asked his friend to do it. He never made up a deal to his friend to do it. So memela, he's going to be potter. So this is a classical case of loy hisna, I didn't ask you to do it, and loy hitzil, because Rama holds, if I get out by myself, it's as if it's a loy hitzil. You are not successful because I did it by myself. Rama's coming off of what he just said before, that if Allah Chamorim me'elav, it's as if he was loy hitzil. It's as if he was not successful. So since the second guy, got out, whatever, Shimon we'll call him, that man, I don't want to be, Shimon, since Shimon got out by himself, he didn't need the bribe of Reuven to get out. So even though B'shas Maisa, when Reuven made the bribe, Shimon was still in jail, and he made the bribe, Aldas Shneim, on Reuven and Shimon, still, since Shimon Lamaisa didn't need Reuven's bribe, he got out by himself, the halach is, Shimon will be pata. Because it's...
I'm running to save your donkey. I'm not running to save you out of jail. I'm running to save myself.
So you're doing to save both.
Okay.
Isn't it? So we're going to see. Rather, the Ramah is going to discuss your variables. If you had a mind to save me, or you had a mind only to save yourself, we're going to see. That's going to play itself out. That's what I'm saying. There's going to be new variables that we're going to have to conquer tonight. But at least what we see in the Ramah is such a story. You were loy hisna, and I got up, and Shimon got out by himself. So it means you were, in other words, like the Ramah, a loy hitzel. So memela, Shimon will be potter. Now the diik in the Ramah is that had you been hisna with the guy, even though you came out by yourself, then he won't be potter. Right? That's the dig. It says, because Shimon was never masam Reuven to do it, so therefore Shimon is potter. He doesn't have to give anything. Vice dies, that if Shimon had initially asked Reuven, do me a favor, when you're making your connections, have me in mind and bribe for me too and make sure I get out as well, so then the halacha would be that Shimon would be chayiv. That's what comes out. The fact in the Sivis is, what's going on? What do you mean, Shimon will be chayiv? The Sivis of Katan Dalet says, what do you mean? We just said before that by all the chamoire me'elo, if the chamor comes back by itself, it's as if you're not matzliach. So I won't have to pay you for all the haitzayis that you spent, because it's as if you weren't matzliach, because I got out by myself. So Zokt in the Sivis, ain't hachinami. The Ramah doesn't mean to say that in that case you would have to pay for all the guy's bribes. But what you would have to pay is chach is tircha. Because the klalos we said before, when you are a hisne, v'loy hitzliach, you chach have to give schar tircha. You won't have to give his full reimbursement of his demei chamoyrei that he gave up. You won't have to give his full reimbursement for all the money that he spent bribing the officials. But what you will have to do is chach give him for his tircha. He spent time, he was involved, or whatever the tircha that was involved, that you'll have to give. That's all the Ramah means to exclude. However, listen, because had you been hisna, you would have to give something. You don't have to give everything, but you would have to give something, namely, schar tircha. That is the nesivis and sifkot and dalet. That is the dik. And maybe It's not so bad in the Ramah, because the Ramah's lashon is ein chayv litin lechaver klum. What's actually klum? Ein chayv litin lechaver klum ho v'leisna. If I say it would be hisna, you have to chadsh give something, but it doesn't mean you have to give everything. You don't have to give your full amount that you spend. You just have to give your skar tircha. Now the only problem is in the mitzis. Really does it sounds so gishmak, because how much time did this guy spend? He was in jail himself. It's not like he ran around. Maybe he called his friends and got his friends to be matriarch. Maybe all his friends and family were matriarch, but he himself, he was behind bars. I don't know how much he could have been matriarch behind bars. Exactly. I'm not sure what tirch he might have done. Exactly. It's not clear in Metzias, but whatever it is, that's how the Nesivis learns the Rambam. But the bribe is the money shaboy. I don't have to reimburse him. Because that the Nesivis says, just like I don't have to reimburse you for the chamor that you gave up. Why? Because even though as master, you are a loy matzel, because the Ramah holds that when you're olamei elov, if the second guy gets out by himself, it's as if you are a loy matzel, that I don't have to give everything. All I have to give is chayat techa. Zok the Nesivis here too. I will not have to give reimburse you for the bribe that you made. I'll only have to pay you for the time that you spent, for the techa. You're my payal. So how much time exactly? How much tircha did the guy spend? He was behind bars. It's not, sorry? Pay the family members. Yeah, but it doesn't sound like, you know, Grada, it would have been nice. He's coming for truth, Maran Padova. Maran Padova's case was Grada that. Maran Padova's case was there a third party. Reuven Shimon in jail, and Levi pressed all the buttons and greased all the wheels, and Levi's coming to Mun from both of them. That was the case. In that case, I have no problem. I say, yeah, Levi's mamish sweating day and night. But the Ramah doesn't have that case. Ramah says the case is that one of them, one of them, the guy behind bars himself did it. So how, what, exactly, what, I don't know. What exactly did he do? I don't know, you give papayal, I know you give minimum wage, I don't know, $10 an hour. I have no idea what you'll give. You'll have to give something. I don't know. It's a good child. I don't know. But just a metzis, it's not so gishmak. Not so gishmak. The Aruch HaShulchan, because of this, the Aruch HaShulchan decided, because of this, it's one of his strong rays. See, as a whole marach here, we alluded to it last week, is he holds that the Ramah really holds like the other achronim from before. I said that this machlek is achronim by olamei elov. The achronim jump on the Ramah. The how could Ramah say that olamei elov is as if you are loy matzel and you don't get reimbursed? As a fractus ma shach and yam shoshleim, which we said is machlek as vishayim. The Akashuka says really the Ramah's maida. Really the Ramah also holds like all the other achronim and hold that when you are olamei elov, it's as if you were matzliach. And you will get full reimbursement of your Dmei Chamor. And either Ramah before doesn't say that. He said, because Ramah before was only talking about a case when you are Loi Hisna. And Loi Hisna, we said last week, I don't get confused, Eilim, but when Loi Hisna, all the svaras don't apply. And Loi Hisna, and the guy comes back by himself, then you get nothing. Because Loi Hisna is not a contractual obligation. It's only Al Tzayirin. And if you didn't do anything, you were not my enemy, you get nothing. Everyone's murdered by Loi Hisna, and it's Olam Eilim, you get nothing. And he argued with this man, and he taish Ramah, the whole Ramah before was only by Loi Hisna. But by a Hisna, even if you're Olam Ha'elov, you will get full reimbursement. And he really, Ramah holds like the Smashak and Mashal, just the Smashak didn't know that. Smashak argued Ramah, but they didn't know that Ramah really holds like them. And the Aruch HaShulchan comes to the rescue and says he holds like them, and Mele Alts is Gishmak. And we discussed that really Aruch HaShulchan is not like the Maran Padova, Ramah is coming from Maran Padova, it just really doesn't work in the Ramah. But at least this was, I'm showing how desperate he was. It means he really held the Shaila, and Mele he had to go out of his way to hold that Ramah really holds like the other Achreinim too. And my man, now the Ramah is very gishmak. Hov lo hisn, because you are Masna, that's why you'll get nothing. But if you are Masna, even though he came out by himself, he was freed by himself, then you'll get full reimbursement, because Ramah also holds like the Smashach and Mashal, that you get full reimbursement in that case. Okay, but like you said, it's Pasha's not the case, because he's coming from Ram Padova. Alright. But Rabbi Yisai, what's bothering me is just to understand what we have now. We're introduced now to a third variable. It means what we were discussing the whole sim until now were two nekudas. One is my demei chamor that I gave up, and my schar tircha. So sometimes you get everything, sometimes you get only schar tircha, sometimes you get nothing. Now we have something called haitzayis. The haitzayis I spend to be matzel. Now I know it might be similar to demei chamor, right? But it's a stark difference between the two. Tamei Chamorei is a Zayit Gahitza. Nothing to do with Hatzalah. I gave up my Chamor. My giving up my Chamor didn't help your Chamor. It freed me, because if I would be occupied with my Chamor, I wouldn't be occupied with your Chamor. But beside, my giving up my Chamor had nothing to do with the Hatzalah of your Chamor. It wasn't Hatzalah I spent to save your Chamor. What we have now is an in-between type of Tashlumim. That is, that I spent money specifically for one cause, to get you out. I spent money for your Hatzalah. And then the Shaila is, where does that money fall in? Is that like the Mecha Moirai, that, hey, you weren't successful, the guy came out by himself, Kol Tov, I don't know who you are, you know, I'm not paying you. Or do we say that's like your Schar Tircha, and then you should be entitled to everything, just like entitled to Schar Tircha? I mean, where do we categorize this middle type of Tashlumin? So what you see clearly in the Nesiv is he held that paying money for Hatzalah, bribes, these type of things, is just like Zayit HaKotzais as well, just like Demei Chamorei. Just like you're not entitled to Demei Chamorei when the guy is Olamei Elov, because it's as if you were not Matzliak, you're not entitled, so too you won't be entitled to money that you actually spent to get this guy out. You will not be entitled to it. There's no chiv to do it. Yeah, but there's still, there's no chiv. Could be there's never a chiv, even if it doesn't have equivalent value. But maybe.
It's not really the Mei Chamorro. It's the difference between the two Chamorro. It's really a business decision. Because since it's worth 200, you're only worth 100, therefore it's down $100, which is about, it's like the investment.
No, that I'm asking, I understand. But the $100 that I spent, namely the Mei Chamorro that I gave up, that's how much I was mashbiach you. That's how much I was marvich you, was the difference.
But that you don't
reimburse me, for
that's
sure not.
That's why I'm doing it,
correct. But that's not what you reimburse me. You only reimburse me, it means much my chamor is $50 and yours $200. You only reimburse me the $50 of my chamor if I'm successful, right? So I'm saying that, but that Demei Chamorei, that $50, had anything to do with your chamor? No. It was a Zaitikoit saw that I spent, that I lost, because if not, I wouldn't be busy with your chamor. So you needed to pay me to just get me to do your chamor. But it wasn't a $50 invested on your chamor. It was a $50 that Nebuchadnezzar lost on my chamor, today, to free myself to work on your chamor. But here, this is money directly bribed, spent, one tachlis, your hatzalah. And that, the Nesiva says, had the same din as Aitikotzai. It means he's not mechalik with Aitikotzai. What's the lamas? The lamas is Hatzais, he's not successful. I never meant to spend money on Hatzais. I'll give you Schar Tircha, but not Hatzais. I don't know. I mean, we're going to flesh this out.
He himself also redeemed himself with this money.
In which case are you talking about?
Well, Reuben and Shimon are both in prison.
Good. Oh, no, but normally we say we split. If the two people in jail, then you have to pay $1,000, so each one is $500. No, that's the Paisim. It's them. That's the Paisim say. I mean, not assuming that one guy's crime offense is greater, so he needs a bigger bribe than the other. Let's say they both stole together, they're both in prison together, they're in it together, and you want for stealing, you got to pay $1,000 to get out, and they both got out together. So now it's $500 each. That's L'chayr. We prorate the Hatzalah. So that's what the Nesiv is now. This din of the Nesiv is, what's boiled from the Nesiv is yes, a Chuvus Maran Padova. That Chuvus Maran Padova that Ramah is coming from is mashma like that too. And not only that, there's a Chuvus Maraj Dam in Yeredei Reish Dalet that's mashma like that. And it's even a mashmois of a Chuvus Ramon Simen Peivav, a mashmois like that as well, that if you're not successful, you will not be reimbursed even for direct Hatzais. The cave of the Chuvus Maraj Dam was that the guy was played the Nebuch, he was taken with gypsies, whatever, he went off the derek, I don't know, and then some good Samaritan decided to try to ransom him and be played him away from them, and he was not Matzliach. And all Chuvus was, could he go mun for the Hatzais? And he said, no, you weren't Matzliach, even if you were Master. And he said, Koshkin, you weren't Master. And he said, Koshkin, you came mun from the father, because what does the father have to do with his son? The son is the one who went away, you weren't trying to redeem the father, whatever, but again, Majdam has this lumdis that you're not entitled to even direct Haitzayis when you're not successful. Even your Masna, you're a Masna. You told me to spend this money, and I spent this money. And you said you're going to reimburse me. Yeah, but if it's not successful, I will not be reimbursed. It means, because it's a risky thing to do this, to try to help someone else, because if it's not successful, you're not going to get paid back. And you better be careful. It means you better be master with them. Do you want to be reimbursed even if you're not successful? Otherwise, you're going to be out on... You're going to be left holding there. You add money and they're not going to reimburse you. I say, come to us. Now, what's bothering me is that I don't understand this. I wish, if anyone can help me, I mamish don't understand where they're coming from. Potodaiti, obviously, but I'm just talking, you know, Pashat al Tzagmas Nefesh. I mamish don't understand what's going on. Let's back up a bit. Why, when you're not successful, do you get Tzchar Tircha? You're not successful. Jump in the lake. I have nothing to do with you. You're not successful. You didn't want Mahanami. So we discussed there were a few reasons. One reason was the Maran Padova's reason. Maran Padova says, and the Nesivis over here, is the reason was because if I told you to do it, had you not done it, I would have hired someone else. So you were marvich me, Salamdas, you were marvich me the money that I would have spent somewhere else. I saved that money. So that's what you were not successful, but it means you were successful in Mikzas. You were not successful in getting back my Chamor, but you're successful in saving me the money that I would have spent on somebody else to try to save. That's the Maran Padova's reason. So now let's work with Maran Padova's.
Would you have to pay that somebody else?
Sorry?
Would you have to pay that somebody else?
You would have had to pay that someone else because that someone else would have taken the money even if he wouldn't have been successful. That's
now,
what the Paiskim say. Sometimes he takes on the case only if he's, you know, a third, he gets a cut. That would have been a deal. That's what they mutcha, right? And what do you mean? The himuz I want to pay. So they said, no, that guy I would have had to pay no matter what. Okay, fine. So then let's understand the hitzais of the bribery as well. The hitzais of the bribery, if you wouldn't have taken on to do this kvaldika thing to bribe the officials, what would have I done? I would have hired someone else to bribe the officials, right? I'm not staying in jail, right? If I told you to do it and bribe the officials, so I would have gotten the next guy who's connected to bribe the officials, right? So why aren't we saying the same thing? Just like I have to pay you a schar techa, I'll have to pay you all the bribes that you had to do. Because that's what I would have had to reimburse the next guy as well. The next guy would also have to pay him for his schar techa and reimburse him. And that's the only reason why I have to pay for his schar techa when you're not successful. Why don't I have to pay for the bribes as well? Bishlam edmechem moiroi. That's something zaitik. If it wouldn't have been you, I wouldn't have paid the next guy. The next guy doesn't have a chamor in the river. The next guy would have done it without being reimbursed for a chamor because he doesn't. You know, you just we have a chamor in the river. So then you weren't mavich me. I need to make chamor, but schar tircha or the haitzais of the atzala are natural, normal, built-in haitzais of the atzala. Avanda, I would have had to pay someone else. So avanda, you mavich me that money too. Whatever bekitza. Haitzai should be just like schar tircha. Whatever reason you're paying schar tircha, you don't have to pay haitzai. And let's look like the Machan Ephraim Shach. What was the Machan Ephraim Shach? Why you have to pay schar tircha? The Ephraim Shach was, is because, hey, yois, you were mighty mumin al pi, or mighty tircha al pi. The mice, I told you to do it, so you're working for me. So till the einis happens, you're working for me. So I think I have to pay you for the time till the einis happens. So like the Machan Ephraim, if you hire somebody and you tell the guy, you know, lay out the money on the job, and then in the middle of the job, anything happens that the job can't finish, Avadi, you'll have to reimburse him for his atzais as well. The same way that he was Tereich Alpiv, he was Maitzi Mamin Alpiv. It's the same Lamdis. Again, the Machan Ephraim learns the word, see this over there in Shalman, hey, learns the Lamdis of Tereich Alpiv from Maitzi Mamin Alpiv. The Maitzi said, till then, you're doing everything on my authorization. So Avadi, I have to reimburse you. I mean, what's going on here? Bishlam hit the Mechamor. I never talked. The Mechamor is Mamish Zaitik. I was only willing to Mamish go into the Mechamor if you're successful. But what you're doing, Mamish Api, you're Mamish being Maitzi Mamin Api, which is what I mean to say, it's a normal part of anybody who's bribing or being Maitzi people from jail. This is what you got to do. Then Lechayish, you have to reimburse them. What is going on? It means Bishlam, if you tell me that there are people in the world who are connected. And they only go through, let's call it, up and up channels. And they won't do anything under the table. And I would have used them. Or that's what I've... And I never would have spent money on bribes. I care. So you're right. So you weren't mavich me the bribes I would have spent. Because I wouldn't have spent any other bribes. And I didn't ask you to be mighty mum and I'll pay in these bribes. Because I thought you were going to do up and up. I didn't realize you're going to spend money on this under the table. I thought you're just going to, you know, do the right press the right buttons, you know, tell him that you'll vote for him the next time. But I didn't realize that you're going to do all this, right? So then I hear, you're right, so then you're not my Zman HaBif. But if this is the normal way, and it seems pretty clearly amongst tshuvas over hundreds of years, and like the light of today, it's no different. This is the normal way to do things. So this is the normal way to do things. So what's going on? So why shouldn't I reimburse the guy? What's going on? Haitzais v'hatzala are just like techa v'hatzala. It's a fukit to make a word, to make a word. Something's Zaitik. I mamish don't understand. Sorry? Well, I'm talking about with hisna when you're not successful. With hisna. And yeah, what's halakha when you hire a lawyer? Depending on the lawyer, whatever the deal is. Sometimes he's not successful, Taki gets nothing, because he only takes a cut in the deal. Sometimes he's a regular pile, and Taki gets for his tircha. Right, but a lawyer is anyways working his kar tircha. We're talking about the money that the lawyer spent on doing it as well. It means here, the money that the pile or the matzel spent, besides his own time in tircha, is the money that he laid out for the bribes, that is what's going on here. In other words, look, I can't be right because everyone's saying I'm wrong. But if I would have been right that you're entitled to these haitzois, because these haitzois are just like schar tircha, and it's different than to make hamoyrei, then the ramah would be kipshutai. You don't get anything hoyovalesna. But had you been masna, avad, you would have gotten full reimbursement even for all your bribes. Because, so what? You came out by yourself. So what? It's like you're in loy matzliya. This is not to make hamoyrei. This is regular haitzois. These haitzois are just like schar tircha. Just like I have to pay a schar tircha, I have to pay you these haitzois as well. That's... Well, the save himself we're going to get to. Why that? Let's say I'm not. Let's say I'm only doing it for you. The truth of my own power was I was only doing it for you. Doing it for two people, but not for myself. But that's what it should come out. Now, just Rabbi said, keep in mind that this is all in Ramah Lishita, so he holds that when someone's Olam Me'elov, it's as if he was not Matzliach. But if you hold like the Shach, Sma, Mashal, then when Olam Me'elov is as if you were Matzliach, then had you been Masna, then Avada, you would get reimbursed for all the Hitzahis that you did. That's for sure. Even if you're not Matzliach and it was Olam Me'elov, because that's Halacha. Olam Me'elov is as if you're successful, as a din like a successful. The Ramah's all the Shitah say, the Ramah holds that Olam Me'elov is as if you're not successful. That's okay. Fine. That's Shlav number one, which is interesting. It needs a beer. If anyone has a beer for me, let me know. All right. Let's continue in the Ramah. Now the Ramah is going to start working through this. V'im lo yotza rak ayidei heshtadlos ha'acher. If Lamaisa Shimon was only freed because of Reuven, he didn't go out by himself. Taku Reuven's bribe worked well. It did wonders. It got them both out of jail. Lo yucha loima, Shimon cannot say, lo hayisi tzarech l'shtadluschach, I didn't need your hishtadlus. I know you were matzliach. I know you got me out. I'll send you a thank you letter. But lemaisa garet, I didn't really need you because I'm well connected myself. Ki yodi tekifa, I'm mamish very powerful. And I could push. I'm a shaker. And I could get out of here even without paying money. It's true. He could take a wheel and deal and get himself out of jail even without spending money. That even though B'Yisayt, he could have gotten out by himself. And Mamel, he didn't need you. And he didn't ask you. So A, he didn't ask you. And I, you were Matzliach. But how much were you Mahanim me? You weren't Mahanim me the whole $1,000 bribe. Because if it was up to me, I would have done it without the $1,000. I would have just exercised my connections, my pull, and I would have gotten out without the money. So, Mamel, I'm not paying you, I'm not even giving you $500. I'm not giving you half it. I'm not sharing that cost with you. But what I will have to pay is, Dr. Amar, is kefima shenena, what I benefited from not having to exercise my pull. I mean, then now I can save my pull for tomorrow, for getting extra variances and putting 17 properties on a 100-foot square foot property. I'll do it for something else. I won't have to waste my pull over here. Right? So I benefited something, but I'm not going to... So what was that nana? Zok the Nesivis, what's the nana? Look in Nesivis Sivkot Nehei. Kefi mashanana, hainu sheshamen kama adam reitze litein shelo yiyet tzarech leshtamish ba'almus. How much would a person pay that he doesn't have to exercise his almus, his protexi, his yodi tekifa to get himself out? That's what he has to pay. That is his ana. More than that, he didn't have ana. In other words, that if he could press the buttons by himself to get out easily and he didn't need groisa almis, and he didn't need such tirka, then he won't have to pay anything, because he was not nene anything. He could have done everything himself. If you call Rabbi Yisrael in Hilchus Yerid, the halacha is, I'm Yerid into Yasod and Mashbiach, and you're an Aris yourself, you're a planter yourself, and you could do all these things yourself. So I wasn't really Mahani. I mean, I built beautiful trees and everything. But Maisa, you could have done it yourself. So halacha is, you don't give me full Shrach, because you could have done it yourself. You only pay me the anah that you saved yourself the time and the tircha. You didn't have to do it yourself. And if you didn't save yourself any time, any tircha, it was nothing for you, then you won't have to give me anything. That's the same thing here. I wasn't really mahaning you, because I thought I got you out of jail, but you could have done it yourself. So you only have to pay me grada what you saved, not having to exercise that tircha and that pull. I say zok denesivis. I mean, it's really taichin ramah. That's pashas the chadad ramah. All right. Let's understand here what's going on, because in a practical Eitzah, and this is what the Tshuvas are bothered by, on a practical Eitzah, when you do these type of Eitzahs, spending money and bribing and all these type of things, no one has any idea what took place. I have no idea what went behind the doors, because if I would know, then everyone else would know too, then you would never bribe the official, right? So no one knows what went on there. I know that you took him out for dinner, and well, I know the next day, all of a sudden, I was freed. I haven't got the fuckest idea how much you actually paid the guy. And you're telling him that you mamish gave him $2,000, you donated to his re-election campaign, $2,000, and then he figured out how I was able to get out of jail. That's what happened. Now, you're telling me you did $2,000. I'll tell you, since he's an elected official, never take any money. Mr. Tambi, you never paid him at all. How do I know how much you gave him? Maybe you only gave him $1,000. I don't know what you gave him. So how, in practical terms, you're going to have Adem? You brought along Adem with you when you went to the official? So exactly how are you going to mund the money from me?
You got a receipt.
You got a receipt, right? So what's going on here? So what's the mitzvah? So that, there's a Chuvis Mari Vayal, a Kadmain, in Simon Kuf Memches. It's brought down in the Beis Yosef in Yeridah at the end of Reish Nun Beis. He says, you do not have to be Mavar Yohitzayis with Adem. It's enough if you make a Shvuah. Just like it did in the Kol Nishbayin V'Naitlin, so too you'll be Nishba V'Naitlin. You make a Shvua, how much you spent, and with that you'll be able to get out. What's his Raya? He brings a Geshmak Raya. The Raya is by a Raya. If I hire you to be a shepherd of my animals, and Ebuch Ze'evim, Ari is coming, or Ganovim, Listim are coming to snatch my animals, and you're a Raya, you have an obligation to hire other Rayim to help you to ward off these bandits and save my sheep. And then afterwards you did that and you come to me and you say you spent $100. I haven't got the fault. I wasn't there. I have no idea. For all I know, maybe there were no bandits. I don't know. I have no idea what went on. I don't know how much you spent. I don't know what took place. And you ask me for money. What's the halacha? Zok de Rambam and Huchaschiris per Gimel halacha Zayin. You are Nishba v'Neitel Mashantan. You claim you spent $100? Swear. You swear? You could take it. Zok to Mari Vayal, just like you see over there. You are Nishba Vanoito. For what you're being matzil, you're saving my animals. So to here when you save my chamor, or so to here when you save whatever Shimon out of jail. In these cases also, you could be Nishba Vanoito and you don't need Edom. I say Zok to Mari Vayal. Very nice. And this Mari Vayal is brought down in many tshuvas. There's a tshuvas Paras Yosef, in Simon Chav Aleph. He brings it down in a similar case. His case was where you were masna and the guy was matzliach. He says you could be nishba v'noitel. Mari Vayal's case was you were not masna and you're matzliach and you're nishba v'noitel. But either way, and then there's also, he brings a ragada from Metruvus Marik and Simon Yud and Simon Kufayim Beis. And then there's a Beis Yaakov over here who brings down this halacha nishba v'noitel in our case of the Ramah. When you don't get full reimbursement, only kafi mashanena, because I could have pressed the buttons myself to get out. Even that kefim hashanena, he says, yes, you could be nishba v'noitel. Just say that you spent as enough money to cover the hanah that I, let's say my hanah is $25, so you could make sure that you spend $50, and memela, my half is $25, and memela, no problem, and you could take through a shua. He says, oh, the paiskim. Very nice. All right. So they don't say it, tekonas shaveda. They say you could be nishba v'noitel. Anytime we see a lot of times, Nishba Neitel is a takana, because normally it's Nishboin Veinu Meshalma, not Nishboin Neitel. But here, since you did Hashav Ezer Veinu, you could be Nishba Neitel. No, the Reis Bezin is just how to shut up my Hanah. Now, what you shut up my Hanah, but how much did you spend? I don't know how much you spent. So that you'll be nishpa v'naita to say how much you spent. Now the problem, Rabbi Yisai, is that there's a Rambam in Gzela v'Avela. The Rambam in Perek Yigimah Halachi Yates, and there's really a Turin Shulchan Aruch and Reisam Magzayin Sechavav, has the following story. Yidua Deka Halach, everyone learned in Eilam Metzias, I find your animals, and till I find you, takes a while, I put up signs, the animals are going to die of hunger, so I feed your animals. Then at the end, I finally find you, Baruch Hashem, I give you back your animals, and I said, you should know, I spent $10 on bird food, whatever it was, and please reimburse me the $10. So you'll say, I have no idea you spent $10 on the food. How should I know? I wasn't there. Right? You don't know how much I spent on the food. You don't know how much my animals ate, right? You don't know how much your animals ate, right? You have no idea. So what's the halacha? Zog de Rambam Tur v'Shulchan Aruch that you neitel me'abaylim without a shvua. Why? Mipnei tikkun ha'olam. There's a Mishnah in Gittin, Daf Memches, I believe it is, by Hashavas Aveda. Don't start up with me. I did you a taiva, I picked up your aveda. Don't start claiming that I really found more. You know, the story was I found one wallet and had $100. You're going to claim when I give it back to you. He said, no, one second, yours has $200 in it. I must have pocketed 100 for myself. Don't chep at me. I did this. If you're going to play games with me and start moneying from me more money, the next time I'm going to just walk by the wallet. I'm not going to pick it up at all. So, they were masakin that whatever the Meshav Aveda says goes. You don't chep him. You don't challenge him. You don't double guess him. If he says he found this wallet, only one wallet, and only $100, you got to give it back. And then you take it, and you can't money him for the extra $100 that you think he pocketed. You can't do that. You can't even give him a shuas hesis. Nothing. He's off the hook. So now, Zog to Rambam, and the Rambam says, Hu adin, that's where the Rambam learned this halakha from, Hu adin, you wonder how much I spent on the animals? Don't chep at me. Whatever I told you I spent on the animals, that's what I spent on the animals. You're going to play with me tomorrow when I find the animals, I'm just going to let them die. I'm not going to pick them up. I'm not going to feed them because I know you're going to give me a headache. I'm not going to do that. So when they take in the oil, whatever I say goes. Fract. Everyone, I mean, this is a bomb cash at the base of Ephraim and Chesh Mishvah Simununtes, and that parisis I just mentioned. That yes, it's a serious halachas. If there's a halacha that Mimnei Tikkun Ha'olam by Meshav Aveda, they were masakin that you're Nemon even without a Shvuah, so why over here does the Marivayel say that when I bribe an official to get you out, do I need to be Nishpa V'Noitel? Marivayel's chiddush was, I don't need Edom. He should have said more. I don't even need a shvuah. What shvuah? Mimnei tikkun ha'olam. There's a takon of Meshav Aved is neman for all his etzais, and he doesn't have to make even a shvuah. Why over here does a halacha that you have to make a shvuah? Who's muksik?
Over there by the aveda, the guy is muksik in your aveda.
Good, mask him.
Over here, he's being neitel. A guy goes out of jail, and somebody comes along and says, "I got you out of jail. I haven't spent a lot."
Okay, I hear. It doesn't sound like that's a chilek. I hear the chilek. It doesn't sound like the nafgan. I'll tell you why. It's very geschmack. But I'll tell you why. It's because it's a takonim when they take an oilam. When they take an oilam wasn't just because when you're a muxik. When they take an oilam was across the world when they take an oilam. They only made the take an oilam when you're a muxik.
If you take an oilam, then anybody gets out of jail, anybody can walk over to them and say, you know, I got you out.
Oh, so that's a kasha we have to deal with. We're going to have to see. I couldn't bother by that kasha. We'll get to it shortly. Whatever he says. I mean, I guess it has to be reasonable. It's reasonable to pay officials, whatever he said. It's reasonable.
You never know.
Good. And over here, you also never know. You don't really know I spent $10 on food, maybe spent 8, maybe spent 12. Okay, so because it's a small difference, they made a takana. The takana they were coming from, and they took it on was a Mishnah about wallets. You're running for me that I found really double the amount of money. It could be millions of dollars. I tell you, I only found 1 million. Say, I found 2 million. I mean, they take an oil, I don't have to make a shvua. Don't start out with me, otherwise I won't return your. I won't return anyone's aved. If I know that they're going to chap at me at the end, I mean, they take an oil. So the kash is what's going on over here. My Beis Ephraim Bleibshah, the Parizes of Bleibshah, comes along the Beis Yankov, and Beis Yankov over there, in Reish Samach Zayin, says the following chilek. He says, the tikkun ha'olam is only by Hashavas Mamon. Because, what was tikkun ha'olam? If you're not going to make this takana, you're going to chep with me, I'll let it go. I'm not going to save your animal. But when it comes to saving a person's nefashis, getting him out of jail, even if you will chapa me, I'm not going to give up such a schus, such a mitzvah of saving a vada, I'll save you anyway. So he says, when it comes to atzolos nefashis, they never made the takana, and meila, that's why you have to make a shvua. That, I mean, they take an oil on the Rambam, not to, how much he spent on food. That, yeah, I mean, they take an oil, that's a Shavuos moment. But when they're talking about Shavuos Nefashis, then they don't have to take an oil and merely have to make a Shua. So, Kum Tois, latest base Yaakov's Chilek, what will be in our story, not in Sif Dalet over here, but before, by the Chamor. I spent money, I spent ropes, I had to buy ropes to get your animal out of the river, nets, whatever it is. There, and a chanami, like the Beis Yaakov, I'll be neman even without a shvua. Because when they take an oil, by every measure of Eidah, you're neman without a shvua, because mammon is mammon. It's when they take an oil, you don't have to make a shvua. It's only over here the Marival said it, because it's talking about nefashis. I guess like the Beis Yaakov. Pella, not stam, a pella is the Marival's whole halacha was coming from one raya. What was his raya? His raya was case of roya. You have a halacha by roya. Someone who's a roya and he spends money hiring other royim to help him to ward off the bandits, to ward off the foxes and the lions that are coming. The halacha is like the Rambam, the yenishba v'noitel masha haitzi, and you don't need edim. But yenishba v'noitel. Zakhtim ravel, obezai, who had been over here by tzol snavashet, yenishba v'noitel. If the Beis Yaakov is right, what's the Rambam doing? The Omer Rival is coming from Mammon. Faket, if the Beis Yaakov was right, then why by Mammon, why by Raya, which is Mammon, why by Raya is the halacha, the Yenishba Benaita over there, that should be a Tikkun Olam. In other words, the Kash is not a stira between the halacha of Reish Samach Zayin and Marival. The steer is between Rambam and Rambam. Why by Rambam and Reish Samach Zayin, by the money that you spent on feeding the animals by when you found them, they're the anointer without a shroom, they take an oilam. And by the raya who spends money to save the animals, there he has to make a shroom. There is a nishma of anointer. Mamish is steer is a Rambam. Good. But my responsibility is to watch. Now he's spending money. God, you should know, Shem Mechinim is not his responsibility. Shem Mechinim is only Mechiv to save Bechinim. But even if he spends money, he has a right to be reimbursed, but he's Nishba V'naital. But even, let's say it would be his responsibility. We're headed by it, so let's say it's his responsibility. So then what? Then you won't have a Din Meshav Aveda.
Oh,
because he committed to do so, you mean? Okay, fine. Mask him. I hear. But my says the halacha is even by a shay mechinim who's not mechuyev to spend money and did spend money. That was the previous halacha in the Rambam, and now the Rambam just says halacha that you nishba v'naita. Luchay is going back on both cases over there. Why you nishba v'naita? Luchay shay mechinim who spends money is mamish voluntarily spending the money, and luchay he should have a takanis tikkun olam, takanis mesha aveda to be noital. So because it's the steers of Rambam, they're both by money. Well, neither is a Gemara. The Rambam is mechadish both halakas. The Rambam is mechadish that when a roya he's nishba v'naital. Gemara just says that you get reimbursed. The Gemara, I believe, just says y'naital, and Rambam says y'nishba v'naital. Okay, and over here by over here he says you do it without a shroom. They take an oilam. He has no makar. His makar is that we see take an oilam by a Mesha Veda when you're mourning how much I found in the kiss. So it's all to Zakhtu Ramam who are din over here. That's what Ramaga explained. He has no direct makar. But kids, now we have a steer to Ramam. But kids, it's a rafs and igra shayla. I mean, he's mechuyev. If he's a shem mesach, he's mechuyev to hire poyelim. If he's a shem mechinim, he's mechuyev. If he could get poyelim to help him for free, but he's not mechuyev to lay out money to get poyelim. And if he does lay out money, he's still reimbursed. Right? That's the chiddush of the rishonim. That's not in the Gemara. They type. They say it's much more to the Gemara. Every Hashav Zayi is a Tikkun Olam, but by Shem Mechinim, he's doing it like Beteres Hashav Zaveda, so Lachay should be a Tikkun Olam, should get it without a Shrua. Now, had it not been for the Beis Yaakov, I would have suggested a different Chilik, a Chilik that was sort of we keep on saying for other things in our Zimin, and that is when the Baalim are there are no Takonis. You want something from the Baalim, speak up, sir. Handle with the Baalim, they're right there. We're not going to make Takonis Olam when the Baalim are there. When the Baalim are not there, we'll make Takonis Olam. Just like the halacha over here, that when you spend money, you want to be reimbursed for Dmei Chamor. So Taisa says that when the Baalim are there, you don't do it unless you're masim with the Bailam. The Bailam aren't there, then it's automatic built in Asno because of Takonis Chazal. So to here, you want to know Tikkun Olam with that Mishnah. Tikkun Olam is when the Bailam weren't there. The Bailam weren't there, so we have to make a Tikkun. You want to know how much money I spent on the animal? The Bailam weren't there. Had I known who the owner was of the animal, I would have just given back the animals. I'm still trying to find the owner. I don't know who the owner is. The Bailam aren't there. So then we make Tikkun Olam. Oh, but over here, the Bailam are here. You want me to spend, to pay you blindly on any money that you claim that you gave the officials? Sir, we're in prison together. Just tell me that you want me to spend, you want me to trust you, whatever you say that you spent. Fine, if you would have done that and I would have accepted, it's fine. If not, not. But don't come along and start making takanas for me. If I wanted that takana, I would have made it up. If you needed that takana, you would have made it up. It means we don't do takanas when the bialim are there. Oh, Parma is Raya. Raya, the bialim aren't there. Means even though he knows who the Baalim are, he has no time to go home to the Baalim, he has to save. And nevertheless, over there the halach is Nishma v'naita. I don't have a teretz deraya. I'm just saying, at least, had it not been Beis Yaakov, I would have said sort of an easier chilek. The nafka mina just between me and the Beis Yaakov is, that Beis Yaakov wants to say that every money, means even hatzolos, by chatzolos chamor, if you spent money on the ropes, you'll get it. I mean, they take an oilam without a shua. I think, no, if you want to get your ropes that you spend, you're going to have to make a shua. Because I was there. If you want to get it, you're going to have to make a shua. There's no take an oilam when I'm there. I'm just arguing the basic of that neguda. But Roy is still shua. Roy, the Baalim aren't there. And it's money. And the Raman says, Yenishba v'naita. What do you need a shua for? It should be take an oilam. Kids Rabbi say, it's a bomb kasha. Tzaruch in gadol. The Achrenim really don't have a teretz to this tira. If you have an eitzah, let me know. I wanted to suggest, I don't have it well, my hergish is that what's the tikkun olam that the Rambam said, not to make a shvua? Not to make a shvua. Big deal, so make a shvua. What's the problem? You spent the money, right? If you didn't spend the money, I'm certainly not going to pay you, right? Tell you spend the money. No, but I'm using it to make a shvua just to verify it. So you mamish don't want to make that shvua. Like the mamish have something against the shvua. Fine. So today, Grada, we mamish don't make shvuas. I hear the problem. But then they made shvuas. Teretz says, Vaistais, even that, don't chep at me, don't start at me, you're making a shvua, you have to make a shvua, you're double-guessing me. I don't like to be double-guessed. Vaistais, I mean, you have to say something like that, right? So that could be by a voluntary good Samaritan, but if you're my shema, don't tell me that you have a reservation about making shvuas. You're not going to make shvuas because you accept a shmir. Every time you become a shomer, you have to make shvuas and everything. It's like peshati bo, any b'shusi, it's like shlakti bo yad. You accepted a gamut of shvuas every single time you take on shmira. Every single time. So don't tell me you have a problem with shvuas. So all I'm asking you to do is make this shvua too. Big deal, so make this shvua too. So maybe, it's a funny teretz, I understand. But maybe here, since you anyway want nachas to be my shomer and make shvuas, so therefore it doesn't pass the tikkun olam here, because we see that you don't have such a problem about making shvuas. I don't know. I know it's a mother teretz. Or you have the svara that the bialim were there. Either teretz. Means you'll have either the Beis Yaakov or my teretz. And roya could be a maimah muzga, because by roya, all right, whatever, I don't know. Okay, let's just go on, Rabbi. So there's more here. I just wanted, there's, you were Ma'ira. So Bazai, if the guy's name without a shvua, anyone just could come along. By the way, you got out of jail. I'll just look in the, you know, the newspaper, everyone who got out of jail, and come to the house the next day. And by the way, you know, I got you out. It was $1 million. I got you out. What's going on? So the Nesivis and Rikideg and Shim Gimel Siftes both say that you should know that halacha that you are allowed to be nishba v'noitel is only when we know for sure that you spent money, we just don't know how much. We know for sure that you went to save and you spent money and you took this guy out to dinner. We know for sure you spent money. We just don't know how much you spent. So then we made a takana to be nishba v'noitel how much you spent. But if we don't even know b'chlal that you spent money, then ene chanami, you're not demon. Well, he did it, right? He did it, or he sent it through channels to get it there. You know, he might have authorized his wife to write a check, you know what I mean? But whatever it is, but he did it. So it's when we know for sure he did it, we just don't know how much, then you're nishba v'noita. But if you don't know b'chlali did it, then you won't be neman unless you have a migai, or your mukhtik, your case would also be, your eitzah would also be God. You would have to have some type of extra here, a migo or something, to be able to be Neman, to be Nishma v'Noital. Otherwise not. That's what Nativis and Riki Vega say. The Shah Mishpat and Tzadi Aleph, Sifkan Hei, says something very similar, and he brings a raya from the Tshuvas Raman, Pei Vav, like that as well, but he says it's slightly different. He says that it's only if we know that you tried to save. If we don't know that you tried to save, then you don't get anything. Then you can't be nishba v'noital. But if I know that you're trying to save, then you'll be nishba v'noital. What I'm just saying, the slight difference is that for him, it's mavu in his words, if you look up, is that even if I don't know whether you spent money in that, all I know is that you were dealing with the officials, yes, you were trying, you jumped into the river to try to save Machamar. I know that you've been trying. I don't know if you brought rope along with you. I don't know if you didn't bring a rope along. I have no idea. Oxygen tank on that, I don't know. I know that you were trying to save my thing. Then you're a matzel. Oh, you're a matzel, then you could be nishba v'noito for being a matzel. But if I don't even know, you haven't established b'chlal that you were a matzel, I don't even know that you were trying to save, then no, then you can't be nishba v'noito. The nafkamina is that the Rekiveg Nesivas, in their words, they say that we know that you were matzel and you spent money, and they don't know how much. Nafkamina would be, if you were matzel, I don't know if you b'chlal spent money, so Rekiveg Nesivas, you won't be neman, because you haven't established b'chlal that you spent money. But the Shamish, but as long as I know that you're a matzel, then you could be nishba v'noitel. Interesting is that the chooser, Kiveiga Tlisom, Simon Mem Aleph, he's mashma like the Shamish, but as long as we know that you're a matzel, even if we don't know you spent money b'chlal, you will be neman to be nishba v'noitel. Not like his mashmois in Shin Gimel. Okay, you have to know. It's a slight difference between them, but that's the halach rabbi side. You'll be nishba v'noitel if we know for sure that you're a matzel, even spend some money, then you'll be nishba v'noitel. Right, but I'm saying you're a matzel and mitzi something, so then you could be nishba v'noitel on what you're mitzi. Fine? Okay. Let's continue, Rabbi. So we're running out of time. I still want to do, there's a whole nother inyan here. Let's see. Vimnira lebezin, Zakhtar Ramah Vaita, three lines from the bottom. Vimnira lebezin. If Bezin comes to termination, that we don't need you to be marbehaitzayis b'shviloi. Even for Reuven himself, even without Shimon, if he had to redeem himself out of jail, it's the same bribe, $1,000 to get one guy out of jail or two guys out of jail. It doesn't make a difference. So he would have had to spend that $1,000 on himself. Then Einu Chayv Litin Leiklom, Shimon does not have to share in the Itzayis that Reuven spent. Why not? Zenen is causing. You had to spend this on yourself without me. Regardless, you had to spend this money without Shimon. You had to spend it. So how could you go ahead and charge Shimon for it? Zenen of Zenen Chosa. So Memeli be Potter. Lechein Yesh Misha Pasak Misha Yitzol Svara V'Sifir Chaveroi. Let's say there was a fire and he had to salvage his svarim. And while he was salvaging his svarim, he ended up taking his friends from with it. He didn't even realize, but he ended up doing it. And let's say he paid firemen to do it, and they. Same charge. You want me to go into the house or with the fire and salvage his farm? It's $100. And he ended up saving not only Reuven's farm, but Shimon's farm along with them. If he didn't have to pay anything more to the fireman to save Shimon's farm, he does not have to pay him at all. Why? Yes, Shimon was nene. Yes, Shimon couldn't have done it by himself. But Lamai says, Reuven, you had to spend this money on yourself anyway. It's an enev, it's an chosa. Continues Ramah with a chiddush. Dr. Ramah. Venir Ali. Dr. Ramah, dafko, this halacha is sheyorat chila la'atzel shaloi. We initially, Reuven had a mind to be matzel his own item. Ela shehitzu gamken shochaveri. But along with saving himself, he saved his friend as imoy with him. Avalim yard al dashnein. But if initially Reuven had a mind that he's saving both himself and Shimon Svarim, or he's bribing the official to get himself out of jail and his friend out of jail, then chayev litin loy mashenene. Then you're going to have to pay mashenene me'ach shitzol shachaveri, since he saved his friend as well. O k'moishin is barer kain nirali. That's Yair. He was Yair. He was Mahana. He spent money, and the guy needed it, let's say. He didn't, whatever. So Mameli is going to have to share in the course. So Grado, even without Hisna, that's a good point. Even without Hisna, if you're Matzliach, then you have to share in all the Hitzais. Means When we had, you just don't have to pay, it means, should have mentioned this before. That, the Renzivis has already pointed out, that when you are matzliach, you are reimbursed, not only schar tircha, you are reimbursed all the hitzayis that you spent to save, even though you're not reimbursed your demei chamoyrei. What I should have mentioned before is that you see, at least in that case, hitzayis that you spent to save has the same din as schar tircha and is different than hitzayis at demei chamoyrei. It's just to apply to my case, what I wanted to say before, that when you're not matzliach, chotch, you should be reimbursed for these other days. The other thing, if it says, no, direct hitzayis are like zaitgo hitzayis. But when you are matzliach, these direct hitzayis are like schar tircha and are different than zaitgo hitzayis. You see, I don't know, for this, yeah, there's not. I mean, Rabbi said, needs a beer. I don't have one. But yeah, that's the chay what should come out, right? So now, Ramaz Mechalik, it's Zenen of Zeloi Chosef. If I would have done it for myself, and I did do it for myself, and I didn't have in mind that I'm doing it for you, and you just got a fringe benefit to come along, then no problem, I don't have to do it. You do it to Kamaisa, the Bluzheva, in Nazis Yimach Shemam, they made everyone jump over a pit that you couldn't jump over. And everyone didn't jump over, fell in the pit, and they were shot and died. And the Bluzheva jumped over and was saved. And when he jumped over, he turned around and he saw that someone else was saved with him. Someone else had also jumped over. This other person looks at the Bluzheva and asks the Bluzheva, how did you make it over the pit? It's an impossible feat. And the Bluzheva said that I held on to the coattails of the Zaydis. The Schusim of the Zaydis, that's how I jumped over. That's how I was able to survive. And then the Bluzheva turned to him and asked him, and how did you make it over the pit? And the person answered, I held on to your coattails. Means I was saved with you. I took that siyata shvai, that nes that you had, I went along with you. That chosid was a maimon, that he knew the Bluzheva was making it, and he got along. Bluzheva can't charge him. He came by himself. You exercise that nes by yourself. You can't now cook among me. I just have a fringe benefit and I'm coming along. So that's the case. But Zokter Ramah, but had he had a mind, had the Bluzheva had a mind, this guy, then yes, then he could charge him for that too. For all his atzayis, all the schusim that he nutzed, I don't know, that he used up, and that contained him, yeah, then he could charge him for that. I don't know what the price would be, but then he could charge him. But here, if he didn't have a mind, Zokter Ramah, then he can't charge Zen and Zen Chasa. All right, Rabbi, so let's go into this. We have a few minutes. I just want to go into this and bring this out. There's a Tshuvah Beis Yaakov and Kuf Memches. This raid basically is brought down in the Piskei Tshuvah here. I just want to flesh it out. Frektiv Beis Yaakov is Matmiya Al Rama. There's a Gemara in Baba Basra that says, B'nei Ha'ir, Akoifin Zeh Zeh, to do all the Tzarchayir, that to build a wall, and to make a door in the city, and a Briach to lock the city. And all the Tzarchayir, that Koifin Zeh Zeh, even miyasmi, even Yisayimim have to chip in. Everything that's required in the Tirusa to protect the city, everyone has to chip in and everyone has to pay. That's the halacha. So Memele Fregdeh, if that's the case, so how could the Ramah over here say, that the guy is potter because it blibes like Zeneh never Zeneh Chosa? It's not true. We see over Fusha Gemara that when people spend money and it's something that's Tzarchia that everyone has to do, everyone has to chip in and everyone has to pay for it. So why is Ramah over here saying that you're not? And he has a Chuvus Maram. The Chuvus Maram was that two people were captive and one guy spent money and he spent money for both people. Zok the Chuvus Maram, yes, the Hitzoyis that Reuven spent from Beis HaShevi, Shimon is going to have to reimburse him. And the Ram says a Svara, and he brings the same right from the Gemara Babasa, and he says, you can't say over here, Koifen al midas time. Each one would have played hardball. You spend the money. I'm waiting for you to spend the money. I'll go out for free. And each one will play their game. Each one will rely on the other one. Come out to Sakana Safarjus. So you can't do that. So Mamela both have to chip in. So Frekta Beis Yaakov, so how could the Ramah over here say that Zenon and Zenon Chosa are going to be potter? Sorry? Oh, very good. Oh, so Zog to Beis Yaakov. He then said, and Elam, are you going to want to tighten it? The Gemara Baba is talking about, we had in mind to do it for both of them, that they both are going to chip in. It means I'm doing it not just for myself. I'm doing it for everyone. Every resident of the city needs this wall and the door and the briach and whatever it is. I'm having a mind for everyone in the city. So memela, that's the end of the Ramah. That if you have a mind, an avada, you're going to have to pay. So that would be the halacha. So the Beis Yaakov, maybe that's what the Ramah learned, but the truth is maram is mavu, not like that. Because the case that I just told you, maram is mavu, not like that. You see that even if you didn't have a mind, still the guy has to reimburse you, and he still brings the right from the Gemara Baba Basra. As I said, the Beis Yaakov. Memela, he blibes shroud the Ramah. He wants to know how could the Ramah passing like this, and he doesn't bring down this truth's maram, it's mavu, not like him. Isaiah effect of Beis Yaakov. Now the Pella is, where did he see the truth's maram forget? The truth's maram is the same exact case. Reuven and Shimon were in jail, and Reuven was mighty mama to get them both out, and the halakha talked to maram that they both have to chip in. Reuven, not only that, the maram goes so far to the case was that Reuven even tines against Shimon that you told me to be mighty mama for you too, and to spend this money and get you out. God, the Shimon was makish that extra Yisavah, but it was clear that Reuven's kavana was to be mighty himself and Shimon together, and that's what the Maram was talking about. So that's why the Maram said that they have to share in the expenses. What is the Beis Yaakov want? The Ramah shouldn't have brought down this halakha, it's going against the Jews of Maram. What did he see in the Jews of Maram? Not like the Ramah. Pella. There's a Shvus Yankiv. The Shvus Yankiv Chelak Aleph Kuf Nun Ches. He asked a different theorist from Ramah. He asks a different kasha in the Ramah. He asks that the Ramah in Kuf Samach Gimusif Vav brings down Paschal, like the Chuvis Marik, that if there's an Alila Rachman Olatzlan on a city, and you have to bribe officials to remove this Alila on a city, the halach is that all the neighboring cities have to chip in the bribe, or whatever the payout is, to get remove this Alila. Why? It's like Marik, all those cities that... Because Kiddu and Nebuch, in those days, once there's an Alila in one city, it spreads to the cities around it. So all those cities that are Karav Levade, that Nebuch will also be Nitfas in this Alila, so they're also going to benefit from removing this Alila, they also are going to have to pay and chip in the Itzais to remove this Alila. Isaiah Zog to Marik, and Isaiah Paskin to Nirambah. So Frek to Shvitz Yankiv, you see from there, that even though he didn't go down Aldas Shneim, the cities are not going down the surrounding cities, and nevertheless, all the surrounding cities have to chip in. So you see that you don't have the call of the Ramah Zen and of Zeloi Chasa. So how could the Ramah over here say that when it's Zen and of Zeloi Chasa, if you didn't have a mind, you're going to be Pata? Isaiah Frektesh was Yankiv. And here too it's a Pella. What did he see in that Ramah? The case was, he's talking about, you didn't even bribe the cities yet, you bribed the officials yet. And the city, Nebuchadnezzar, who has the Alila, is asking the other cities to chip in. Clearly their kavan is to save everyone, not just themselves, to save all the surrounding cities. And that was the case. And on that, the halacha is, yes, Marik is right, the Ramah is right, that yes, you're going to have to chip in because it's Aldas Shneim. But why is that a kash in the Ramah over here when it's not Aldas Shneim? What's going on? Where did they see? I mean, it's basically the same kash in the Beis Yaakov, just Yaakov. What are they seeing, not like the Ramah? What are they seeing different than we're seeing? What's going on? So what I believe is that they have a whole different pshat in this Ramah, in the Ramah's chilek. They're learning that when it says Aldas Shneim, it doesn't mean whether you had a mind Shneim. Aldas Shneim means that you did it only because we're both going to chip in. But if you would have done it for yourself alone, even though Grada you had me in mind, don't look expect any payment from me, because you would have done it just as much for yourself, and it's Zenem Zalachos. I mean, the Ramah's lumped this. What? Without Hisna, what? Adashne means you did it. You had a mind to save my svarim too. You weren't massive with me. Maybe I was there. Maybe I wasn't there. I don't know. But you did it yourself. And the halacha is that if it's zenen of zelachos, you're going to be pata. But if you do it al dashneim, which they mean, not that you had a mind dashneim. Dashneim means that you wouldn't have done it for yourself alone. You only did it because of both of us. Then you'll be able to mourn. Maybe not, because if you're matzliach, you don't have to ask him. Remember, if you're there and I'm matzliach, you have to reimburse me for my direct hitzayis or for my schar tircha, even if I don't ask you. And this is a direct hitzayis. So I don't have to ask you. And if I don't ask you, lemaisa, if I'm matzliach, and I was matzliach, so you'll have to reimburse me, you'll have to chip in. But they're saying that hayoyis to lom de sidra mo is, that it's zenen of zelechasa, so only way to get out of zenen of zelechasa would be if if you wouldn't have done it for yourself alone, so then it's not zenen of tzolachasa. You needed me to chip in for you to do it. Memela they is, but the kehilas, avada, the kehila has an alila, they're going to do whatever they can to get rid of the alila, even if the other cities don't chip in. Reuven and Shimon, in the case of Ram Padov, in Ram Ramberg, Reuven will bribe the official to get out of jail, even if Shimon doesn't chip in. Memela they say that that's considered zenen of tzolachasa. Memela they is, that's a direct hit, a direct steer to this Ramah. What's Ramah doing? That's the chari, how they learned. And a raya that's how they learned to shtekel is because it's a tshuva's pre-tvua in Simin Nun Ches, when the pre-tvua also is the stira, that what's going on, this is a stira to Kuf Samachim when he brings down a marik by the alila, and there doesn't bring down Beis Efraim, but he has this, and the Shvazianka, but he has to steer himself. And he says, the chilik is, he makes an akimta, that you should know, and the Kif Samah Gimel is talking about, that had the other cities not chipped in with this city would have not paid off the Alila. See, that's how, and it's a doichik akimta, but that's, you see, that's the lumdus. That in order to make it not a dash name, it has to be that they wouldn't. Right, a dash name means that they wouldn't have done it for themselves only. They would only do it if the other cities are chipping in. But if they would have done it by themselves only, for themselves, by them, even if it was only for themselves, they would have done it. Then even if the other cities don't chip in, then so who cares? You have a dash name. Even if you have a dash name, you don't have to pay because it's zenin of zolah kasa. That's how they learned the Ramah. And Mela, yes, very good. You see from the truth of my Ram. And you see from that Ramah, not like that, and they didn't have this akim to the pre-tour that they went to save themselves without their zira. How are you talking? They would have just died. I mean, chalila. So avadi, they would have paid off their lila by themselves. So Memele, they're asking very shtag. L'chay, there's a stiris Ramah. But I just think, kishani la'atzmi, lulei divrei makadoshim, I would have touched off the Ramah not like them. And I have rayas to what I'm saying. Now, we'll end with this, because I know we're late, Rabbi Isai. I just want to bring you the right. Where is this halacha coming from? The Ramah's halacha is from Agoyis Alfasi. What does that mean? That's the Shulti Gaborim on the Mordechai brings down this halacha. It's called Agoyis, on the Mordechai, Agoyis Alfasi. And that's where it's coming from. If you look over there, the Shulti Gaborim says this lashon, Adam shehitzol sifri chaver im sfarov. He saved his own Sfarim with his other friends for him. He doesn't have to give even Schar Tircha. Aye, but Shafach Yenoi, we over there, we see our halachas chamor, we see that you have to give Schar Tircha. Doctor, no, here is different. You don't have to give any Schar. Why? Because over there by chamor and by Yain is Hossam, the Koyoda, the Katarak Bishakavai. He knew that he was helping out his friend. He knew it. It's totally in his idea. Then, yes, you have to give him Schar Tircha. Avahacha, Niskavan, Lutrek, Betzolus Farav. He only is kavanah to save his own svarim. He didn't even know that my svarim were together with his svarim. Ve'enu yodeya matzo sechavei. He didn't know that he was saving my svarim. Mishamayim rechimu alei. It's a special present, mishamayim, that my svarim was saved along. It's a special present, mishamayim, that this guy was jumped along, was saved together with the blush of the Rebbe. Memeila, you can't mourn him. That's mishamayim rechimu. That's kulay zanen of azalei chasa. But if you knew, see, that's a chilek, knowing and not knowing. If you knew, then avada, you're going to have to chip in the course of that tzolah, even though you would have rather done it even if I weren't chipped in. That's not devar. Devar is just whether you knew or didn't know. And I'll bring you another raya that that's about. The truest Ramah himself in Simen Pei Vav brings down this Agoyif Alfasi to his Akimta. The Akimta was that there were two people who, it's a confusing case, but just make it simple, two people had a certain mashkin or a shtar. They owned Bishotfis, and it was taken away, and one went and was paid and worked with the officials to get back that shtar. And now he wants a man, the other Shotif, or the other owner of the shtar, whatever, his chelik of the Itzayis. And Zakhtar Ramah, B'chiai Gavna, Zakhtar Ramah, he will have to chip in to pay for the Itzayis. Aye, the Goyis Alphys, he says, by the Sfarim, he doesn't have to chip in. Zakhtar Ramah, Agoyis Alfasi is only talking about Dekele Meima Mishemayehu Derechimu Alei. What does that mean, Zakhtar Ramah? Dahainu. Loi Niskavin Meikara. He had no intention at all. Rak Al Shaloi. Only on his own Sfarim. Venitzo Chaver Imoi. And his Chaver was saved with him. Ava Benidon Didon. In our case, the EF Shalatzel Zebeloi Zeh. We couldn't save one without the other. Vade Yaitzel Lemta. Vade Yatzashir Neitzoyis. And he brings a couple of rayas. He said, by the royim, the mashal. If, let's say, this roya had his own flock together with the mafkid's flock. And bandits were coming, and he had to hire someone to save everyone's sheep. His sheep plus the mafkid sheep. Avada, they're going to have to chip in. He needs to save those same band, the same helpers, Royim, to save him for his own sheep. Avada, they're going to have to chip in. And if he is oist, as far as dim lavkein, nilka midas hadin, shehu yitin oitzai. He should spend all the money. The yato shechaverin, the chaver should get away bloody murder and just get a free gift, a free hatala. That can't be. Again, the Ramaz Chilik is whether you knew or didn't know. He says, if you know, your kavana is that you're saving yenis as well, if alkocha, that's your kavana, then avada, you're going to be reimbursed, even though you would have done it just the same for your own. So what? It's not zenen of the lachaza, because in Milavkin, you can meet us at din. Are you talking that he should get a free gift? That's not going to be. In other words, Rabbi Yisai, Kishani Latsu, without them, there's no steers from Ramah, there's no kasha from the Maharam Rambrug, no kasha from Marik, everything is shmak. The Ramah's simple case is, it's totally whether you knew or don't know. Very simple halacha. Now, I just want to fear, Rabbi Yisai, a bazoi, so I'm just going to leave you with this makshava. If that's the case, now everything is very good. So let's go back to the first part of the Ramah. The Ramah says, if you would have saved for your own, and you were not Mabahaitseis at all, and you are not niskabim lechaveroi, chaveroi will be potter because the zenen of ezel oichasa. That's what Ramah says. Im niru lebedzat shalohurtzuch laharbis b'itzayas b'shviloi, then the zenen of zen oichasa. Maduik in Ramah, that if I had to pay extra to save, even though I didn't have in mind that I'm saving your stuff, I paid the firemen by weight. Every pound cotton that they saved, every box that they saved, I paid them $10. In the meantime, I saved three of your boxes of Svarim as well. I thought they were my Svarim. I didn't even know I'm saving your Svarim. Dr. Amar, if you paid extra, yes, then your friend will have to chip in, even though you didn't have any kavana. That's Meduik now in the Ramah, because the Ramah's only lom this is, yeah, kavana, not kavana. And it's still the Ramah says, if you have no kavana, if you marba itzayis b'shviloi, so it's not zenev zelo chasa, was chasa, I had to pay extra for your Svarim, then I could charge you. Why am I making an issue out of this? You know, Rabbi says a major tumult, and we didn't go into it. Maybe we'll go into it one day. Maybe enough. We have the time. I try to avoid it. It's a major tumult. The Rishonim, the Gedele Achreinim, the Din Yerid L'Sada Chaver V'Shbiach. If a guy is a Yerid, but he doesn't know he's being a Yerid. If I'm Meshbiach, your item, and I don't know I'm being Meshbiach, I think I'm being Meshbiach at my item. I don't have an intention to be Meshbiach. Could I mon you or not? It's a major machlokes, major shiloh, tumult amongst Achreinim. Some say, you're not a Yerid. You're only Yerid if you have Das to be Mashbiach. If you have no Das to be Mashbiach, you're not a Yerid. And you're not entitled to reimbursement. And over here in the Ramah, you see not like that, Lucharya. You see from here that had the guy intended to save his own Svarim, he had no idea he was saving someone else's, and he spent extra money, he will be reimbursed. It's a regular Din Yerid. You're going to have to reimburse me. You will be reimbursed. Lachar, that's what you come out of Ramah. You will be reimbursed even though you didn't have a mind. Lachar, what you see from here is a din yarid even though you didn't have a mind. All right, Rabbi Yisai, good tovach.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.